We're prepared.
There we go. Living in Las Vegas starts now.
Yes, it does.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada. That groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home. The Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Roosters. Hello, roosters.
Hello again, everybody.
And now your host.
Yes.
A man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Singer brother Scott.
Mr. Scott Whitney. Well,
that was nice.
Here we are. Welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Oh, it's like we're in downtown.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, baby. Yeah, downtown. Yeah, just like that.
I am your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. Welcome. Great to have you here. And of course, I'm joined by, well, I got to tell you, the feedback has been phenomenal on the new host. I'm actually pretty proud to say that he's a loose acquaintance. I think we just met a few months ago. I think we'll get along okay. Everybody, big hand for it's Brett Grant, folks.
Hi, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We are celebrating with some harp. Lager, because both of us despise Guinness.
That's right. Let's not get too hurried. We'll get into the St. Patrick's vibe in a second here for today's show. Hey, if it's March, there is madness to be had. Of course, you know that.
There is.
We've got a great dinner and show combo, one of the best things to do here in Las Vegas. And of course, we're going to talk a little bit about, okay, it's kind of a buzz thing here for us locals, and that's downtown Summerlin. Plus, Haddam.
Haddam. I can't wait for Haddam.
Which is Have a Drink on Me. Today's over and under. So last week we went a little over, arguably slightly over, not way over, but kind of over. This have a drink up. No, this over and under is going to be 45 minutes.
That's it?
45 minutes, wow. Ladies and gentlemen. What do you think the chances of that are?
Slim.
Slim and nil. To nothing. All right.
And he just left the building.
Now, I think we have to get in the spirit. Stand by. Give me a minute.
Going to get shot again.
Hold on.
Oh, there you go. The bagpipe action.
Oh. Which brings me back to my childhood. That's the best I've got. Here, the Las Vegas sign was green today.
Yes, it was.
Now, we originally were going to do...
Did you take it off my Facebook page?
I did take that off your Facebook page. Look, you know, sometimes you just got to get what you
get. Did I get proper credit for that?
You
I did not
did
notice
not.
That underneath
you
there.
You did not know. Hey, I'm
because I stole it from a friend of mine.
This is a new design. I don't know if you noticed that. We got the logo over there and the sign back over there. It's very, very impressive.
Yeah, very nice.
So, yeah, it's, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I'm Irish. My last name is Whitney, which is, of course, English, but my mom's maiden name is Fitzsimmons.
Nice. Okay, so you can have some. I do not have any Irish blood in me. I have some Scottish blood. Cheers, by the way.
Happy Harp, we were going to do, the plan was, my initial plan was, hey, let's have Irish car bombs. Because it's Irish and it sounds like kind of fun until I looked it up. Do you know what an Irish car bomb is?
I do now since you showed me what it was.
It is. It's whiskey. No, actually, right. It's stout. You know, like Guinness, that right. Nasty brown, horrible crap. And you take a shot of whiskey and you float Irish cream on it and you drop it in. That's the bomb part.
So it's a sort of kind of a Boilermaker, but an Irish version.
That's exactly what it is. Right. But they say, be sure to drink it fast because it curdles.
That's not good. That's not good.
And, you know, where I come from, if you drink curdles, you're drinking the wrong drink.
Now, before we kill the bagpipes, this morning I had a Guinness and Irish whiskey cupcake, chocolate cupcake, with Bailey's frosting.
And so you know
it
what everybody wants to know, right?
Phenomenal.
Why didn't you bring one in or two in?
It's I did. It's in my belly.
No.
It's in my belly.
It's you know, as the kids say, it's nice to share. And it would have been nice if you
it was
shared
very good
with.
Well,
me.
I was the recipient of the gift.
Yeah. Which means that you could have easily brought a couple
over. She
only
brought four.
Four?
I took one.
What did you do with the four?
I shared with everybody else. They weren't just for me. They were to share in the office.
Well, like employees?
Yeah.
Fuck, employees. These people are going to work with you. You're King Brett. They're not going to leave you. They love you, right?
No, well, yeah. I love them too, but at the same time, they got to get something.
Fine. So here's
it
what we got.
It was very good.
We did our first show.
Thank you, Liana.
Did our first show last week. It was a lot of fun. Some technical glitches, actually. The iTunes feed didn't update.
Yeah, I'm about ready to commit Irish murder. Rid of the.
Did you want? You don't want that?
You're killing me with the.
Hold on. How about this song?
Oh, that's much better. How about a bad Irish joke?
There's a good chance that the reason why people who are Irish drink is because of that music. But I like it. Yeah. It makes me happy. Okay.
Are you allowed to tell a bad Irish joke that involves homosexuality at all?
I don't know. Try it. We'll see how it goes.
Well, you
hold on. Let me get the camera on you. I'm not going to take
shit. It's an old one. It's, you call two Irish homosexuals, Michael Fitzpatrick and Patrick Fitzmichael.
Oh, God. There
you
go.
Or Gerald. You can throw him in their way. And, of course,
and that's why comedy is hard.
The two Scottish queers, Ben Doon and Phil McCracken. So you got those two guys. That's all I'm saying. They're jokes. They're old jokes.
Help me.
They're very, very old jokes. Oy vey's right. I know.
Now, the good thing is that we didn't do those jokes last week. Now, I got some feedback about the show. A lot of people, a lot of friends, got back to me and said, wow, this is great. Great to have you back.
Why Jesus was not born in Ireland?
Oh, good Lord.
They couldn't find three wise men or a virgin. So there you go.
Please help
me. I'm done with bad Irish jokes.
Please help me. For the love of God, our Savior. Okay. So, feedback. I got a little bit. It was mostly positive. A lot of people were saying, hey, your iTunes thing is not updating. Is there any chance you can make that happen? I finished that and figured that out today.
Okay.
Because I'm on top of it.
Right.
Did you get any feedback?
Yeah, I got some feedback. I talked to my dad, who told me that... he goes, I watched the show.
Uh-huh.
I watched it for about as long as I could take it.
Oh.
There's my dad.
There's dad.
My dad is 82 years old. And like most 82-year-old guys, they're critics of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Right? Whether it's dinner, the weather, the left fielder for the Cardinals, it doesn't matter. He's critical of everybody and everything going on. But no, actually, he said his one interesting observation was, he goes, does Scott only have one camera? Because all I saw was the right side of my face and his left ass cheek.
See,
all, right
one,
there.
Here's
that
one
picture.
Camera. Here's two cameras. There's three cameras,
there you go.
And we're fancy enough to do four if we need
nice.
To.
Nice, good job.
So while he's an old guy, so what am I going to do, make fun of him? No. If you look at his dress sense is fantastic.
Like
I mean,
that?
The hat, please.
You gave me that hat, and I sold it to him for $25. It was awesome. Dan, I owe Scott $25 for the hat.
And that's how, by the way, that's the business plan. I'm going to give hats away. People will sell them, and I'm going to get 15% of it.
That's a good way to do it. Yeah. You pay for the cost of the hats being made.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't say
it
was
a lost leader.
It wasn't a great business plan, but man, I'm making it up in volume. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's where my deal is. Okay. We're going to take a break. I'm going to relook at my business plans, and then we'll be right back.
This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com.
Okay, we're back. Okay. I was going to talk about this last week, but we ran out of time. It's interesting. In Las Vegas, there is a large group of artists, talented folks, including filmmakers.
Right.
And they used to have here the Las Vegas Film something or other, and it's some pretty cool stuff. And
the film festival?
They yeah,
had
yeah.
It at Brendan Theaters a while ago.
Yes. So it's kind of a big deal.
Palms.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. So Vegas is trying to do the film thing, and there's a lot of small, I don't mean size wise, little guys who are doing films, Irish people, leprechauns actually doing films. and there's a guy here locally who's working on a documentary. And it's kind of a fascinating, backstory. It's about an ailment that's happening here in Las Vegas, and it seems to be only happening in Las Vegas. So this is kind of serious, and I know this is kind of bringing the story down a little bit, the show down, but I wanted to talk about this because it's kind of important. You would think this could happen in a bunch of other cities, but for whatever reasons, it's happening mostly in Las Vegas, and was surprising, it's mostly happening just to men. Okay. So where a lot of people who do these kind of things will do like a Kickstarter video to help fund research, or a GoFundMe to fund research, or whatever it is. This guy thought, I'm just going to do this documentary, and I'm just going to reach out to these people and hope people will fund it. So the name of the movie, the name of the thing, whatever you call this thing, it's called Brokeback Woman.
Brokeback Woman.
Yeah. Okay. And if you look at it, these poor things, these poor women, it's really, it's sad, quite frankly. We shouldn't be laughing, Brett. I'm a little sad that we're doing this. If you look at this poor thing, well, clearly she's a trooper. She's out there, she's smiling, she's doing the best she can. Big smile. But if you look closely at her back, you'll notice there's a 90-degree bend.
Just about.
It's a 90-degree bend on this poor thing. She has what's referred to as rachiopenia.
Okay.
Which is a real thing. It means lack of backbone. So this poor girl is up there.
I thought that was just some of my former employees.
Maybe. But this thing is...
Notice I said former. I'm just saying, lack of backbone. They're watching.
yeah. So this poor thing is out there. And do you think she's the only one? No. I have been able to find... dozens of these poor women who have rachiopenia, who are suffering from the broke back woman deal. And so what we're going to be doing throughout the course of this show, not this particular episode, but other shows, is we're going to help highlight that. We're going to find a cure for broke back women. And if you want to send money to us to help solve that problem, please do send it to Brokeback Woman at Go Living in Las Vegas. I just made the Brokeback. Well, what's the say on the, hold on. Is there a connection on the movie poster?
Special lyrics by the Las Vegas Chiropractors.
Right. Yes, that's it. The
Backo Closet, LLC.
Music by Some Medium Bullshit. directed by Pori Posture. Written by an ex-boyfriend, probably. Yeah, costume
Time
design.
For a Brace Productions.
Time for a Brace Production. And it's a Vegas Video Network thing. So, again, big smiles. They're trying to get it done. There's dozens of these women in Las Vegas, but we are going to make it better for them. I can't wait to do it.
I think this all started just a few years ago with, obviously, social media.
Yeah.
If you look at Instagram or Facebook, it's the junior high hand on hip, arching back, ass sticking out photo that every 13-year-old girl does to prove that she still has no breasts. I'm not sure what they're trying to do.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it's now developed into like cougars trying to do the same thing. So she's not that old. This one is probably around 25 or
30,
25-ish.
Something.
But now it's when you see the 45-year-old plastic surgery made-up lady giving you that hip.
I don't know how she does
it. Sticking out.
I don't know how she walks. Yeah. And like I said, she's not alone. There are several that we're going to be showing over the course of the next few weeks. Okay. Remember, send your emails to brokebackwoman@vegasvideonetwork.com. Parenthetically, please don't do that because I have not set up that email.
Yeah, please don't.
Okay, so it's March. March Madness. I know nothing about March Madness.
Well, why not?
Because
you're not a sports guy, though, are you?
I'm a sports guy. I like sports. I like, you know what? I really like tennis. I like watching golf, for example. I like baseball. I don't like football.
Okay.
But I don't really know it, right? And it seems to me, well, so first of all, March Madness is huge in Las Vegas.
It is, very much so.
And
referring, of course, to the NCAA basketball tournament, which actually officially began already today.
Oh, did it?
With one game.
Right.
They call it basically the first round, basically. Anyway, two games today, two games tomorrow, but Thursday and Friday here in town, there are 16 games each day.
Wow.
In Las Vegas. They're not played in Las Vegas, but they started.
Played in Las Vegas.
No, they're all over the country. They're in Columbus. But
are some
and
played
Portland.
In Las Vegas?
No. Oh. The NCAA hates Las Vegas.
Oh.
We gamble.
But they have basketball games here, like tournament games.
Well, they're conference tournament games, not sanctioned by the S. The conferences can do what they want to do. And if a conference like the Mountain West and the Pac-12, the WAC and the West Coast Conference, they all have their conference season-ending tournaments here because the conferences can choose where they want to have it. Right. And they know that their fans will come here and watch the games. I did say West Coast Conference jackpot. Pay attention, darn it. Anyway, So Gonzaga and all those teams are here.
Yep.
And they know their fans.
The live chat.
They know their fans will come to Las Vegas. But the NCAA, because of the gambling issue, and the NCAA on their high horse, they're not hypocritical at all.
Right,
they're making billions and billions, but yet the players are having to, you know, find food at Taco Bell at 3 o'clock in the morning if it's open. But anyway, they're playing in Portland and Columbus and Omaha and Charlotte, North Carolina. They're all over the country.
So it's probably one of the biggest sports gambling weeks in Vegas.
Super Bowl weekend obviously is huge in Las Vegas.
Right.
And I think this is without question the second biggest sporting weekend from a gambling perspective in town.
More than basketball thing, more than baseball thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is it.
Oh, yeah. Hundreds of thousands of people will be in town this weekend specifically. The first 2 days of the tournament, you have games that go from 9 o'clock in the morning through about 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
And everybody's betting on them. Monster parties at places to go through. I remember when I came here as a tourist back in, must have been 91 or so. And I was at Caesar's Palace with... we weren't even married yet. So I'm with my girlfriend at the time, my wife,
right.
And another couple. And we're at Caesar's Palace watching the games. And it was from my first experience of being exposed to that aspect of Vegas and the atmosphere in the sports books, because there was a game between Michigan and Temple. And Michigan was an 8.5-point favorite in the game. And I remember it vividly because I think I had Michigan minus 8.5.
Right.
And I'm a poor 24-year-old. I got $30 on the game. Okay.
Right,
so I got $30. Oh my God, I got $30. Okay. That's how much I bet on the game.
Right.
And Michigan's winning the game. Easy. It gets to the end of the game. Michigan's up by 11 points with 2 seconds to go. And a guy from Temple throws in a half court, meaningless shot, not going to decide anything to do with the outcome of the game. And he made it. So the game went from 11 to 8.
Oh, right. And that changed your deal.
50% of the people in the room committed suicide. 50% of the people just jumped and they hit the ceiling with their heads. They were so freaking excited. And I remember looking in the paper the next day and they said something like $3 to $4 million changed hands on
that one shot.
And I went, wow, that's unbelievable. So that was kind of the excitement of March Madness.
So what I want to know, so I've never placed a sports bet in my life.
Even on a horse or a dog race?
Nothing. I've never placed a sports bet. Because I'm a little intimidated, but I don't understand it. Well, you know, we've done shows before, The Odds Couple, all these things, and they're like, the over is this, the end of the, it's a dog, it's a, I'm like, oh, Christ. Where's the hot dogs? Where's the beer? So what I want to know is, let's say I'm a guy who doesn't really know about sports handicapping, sports betting, and you know, March Madness seems like a cool place. The weather outside is beautiful now. It's a great time to be here. It's a very good time. So, okay, let's start with in your opinion, what's the best part about March Madness in Las Vegas?
Well, the amount of people that are here, the excitement level that we just talked about, because there are parties at every casino. They're packed to the gills. It's, you know, it's a guy thing, you know, and every once in a while somebody brings their absolutely drop dead gorgeous girlfriend and they wonder why in the world is everybody hitting on her or staring at her. Well, good Lord, there's 9 million guys and one woman. What do you think we're looking at? Oh, by the way, there's a basketball game going on. Did you see her? Anyway, so there's the eye candy part of it as well. But it's just, you know, where you go, you know, the atmosphere, because usually we came out with the very first time I came back when I lived here. I had about 6 or 7 or 8 college buddies that said, we're going to Vegas, and my nickname in college was Bert. Bert, we're coming. Hook us up. Where are we going?
Right.
And we went around and watched the games, and some guys were out playing poker. Some guys were playing the horses. Some guys never left the TV sets to watch that. Some guys went to go play golf.
Right.
And we just had a great weekend.
So,
and they come back every year now. Every year I've got a group of buddies that come back.
Oh, really?
This specific
weekend. Are they coming back?
Oh, yeah. There's 5 of them coming this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And they always go to the exact same place.
Well, okay. So I'm going to ask you. So, I mean, pretty much every casino here that has a sports book is saying, we're the place to go.
Right.
Come on in, free whatever. What do you think is the best place to watch March Madness? Which casino?
Well, it's changed names 3 times, and it's hands down the best sports book in the world, much less Las Vegas, and that's the Superbook, which is now at the Westgate, which used to be the Las Vegas Hilton, which used to be the LVH, which used to be where Elvis got drunk and fell asleep and up in his big old suite. But there's the Superbook. Now, the cool thing is that's the regular race and sports book that you see every day. So leave it up there for a minute.
Sure.
The right side is where all the horse racing is, and the left side on the you see all the lines there in the middle,
yeah.
And then the left side of that is typically where they'll have the sports.
Yeah.
But on the weekend here, like they're going to be in the showroom, the big showroom at the Westgate, which is balconies.
Oh yeah, it's filled 4,000 seats.
It'll be packed to the gills.
Really?
And they will have a buffet of food, and they'll have tons of beer. They'll have betting windows right out there where you can.
So they're going to have a bunch of screens up on the stage.
And they'll have every game on the size of a movie screen.
No kidding.
Yeah. So no matter where you are, you're watching the games as they happen,
and it fills up.
And you might not bet on this game, but you bet on that game, and people are reacting to this game.
Right.
You know, what the hell's going on?
Right.
And
right.
It's a lot of fun. It's just a blast.
I got to imagine when you bet on a game, it just completely changes the way you watch.
Hang on, I'm
a game.
Checking the score because I bet on a game. Okay. BYU leads 66-61 right now. Anyway, go ahead. You were saying, sir?
So I'm saying that it's got to completely change the way you watch any kind of game. Because
yeah.
You're like, oh, you know, well, I just can't imagine how much. I can see how it could be like a degenerate thing.
It can become that if you have to perform some discipline,
right?
I grew up in a sports family, so I have four brothers, and we had the competitive edge in everything. And you know, not to say we were gambling when we were 9 years old, but we were betting. Right. We were betting on stuff. You're doing the dishes. If right. I beat you in horse, let's go play soccer, football,
right,
bat.
Right, right.
So there was always that kind of stuff.
Right, right, right.
And then when I went off for me, you know, we used to gamble on all kinds of stuff. So for me, being a sports fan, getting involved in sports betting was a natural thing because I love it.
So I know that my limited understanding of this is basically, you know, all sports books have a line. In other words, you know, who they think is going to win and by how many points. And it seems like that many of the sports books here use the same company, like William Hill, I think, is one of
it's
them.
One of, sure, there's lots of them.
And there's
one of the problems in Vegas, what has happened in Vegas is the consolidation of all the casinos
right.
where MGM Grand owns so many, or Caesars or Harrah's, whoever the big corporation is there.
Right.
Those two companies probably own 30%,
40%.
Yeah. Where in the old days, the Imperial Palace, which is now the Quad.
Right. No,
used
it's
to
the
be
Link.
Kind of the Link. Well, no, the hotel's the Quad, though. The Link is
now. No, the hotel's the Link.
That's the Quad.
I think it's the Link.
That's the Quad.
Hey, people.
Would you like to make a bet on it?
On the live chat. Is it the Link?
The Link is
or
not
the quad?
A hotel. The Link
it's the
is
Link.
The area. The
I think
Quad
it's, I think
is the hotel.
It's, I think it's the Link.
Oh, you're killing me. It's the Quad.
The hotel is the Link.
No, that's not true. It's the Quad.
What are you talking about, baby?
It's not true.
It is true.
It's not.
They
it's
changed it. It was the Quad. It didn't work, and they called it the Link. It's the hotel name. I was just there this weekend.
Did it just
Link
change?
Hotel. Link
written,
Hotel.
So Quad doesn't exist anymore?
It no.
Okay,
there is no
that's
Quad.
Different than it was the Quad. So we're both partially right.
No, it's not what I'm telling you right now. It's not
anyway,
the Quad.
Okay, we're going off on a tangent. But the Imperial Palace was the one place that would step out and make wagers that other people didn't make in town. They're the ones who created, for example, for the Super Bowl, all of the proposition wagers
okay,
you
right.
see now. That was created by Jay Cornegay and his people.
Oh, he was at
the
he was
Imperial
there.
Palace.
Oh, I thought he
Jay
was
is,
always at Westgate.
Jay right? is now the race and sportsbook director at the Superbook.
Right.
And has been for
forever.
Probably a decade.
Yeah, right.
But when I came to town, he was in charge
oh,
of the Imperial
no kidding.
Palace.
Oh, that's interesting.
Great guy. We're very good friends of mine.
Really?
We play a lot of golf together.
No, yeah, we should have him on the show.
He's a terrific guy. And does a great job. He's been a handicapper for
so
a long
do,
time.
Do all sports books have the same line when it comes to
well
March
in the
Madness?
Old days they didn't because then you'd be able to shop around a lot
right.
more. Now it's much more difficult locally
right.
to shop, and it, you know there's some good advantages though because you take William Hill, Station Casinos, and MGM, and they all have apps. And you can check lines without having to get in your car and
right.
drive around from casino
right.
to casino. You can just check it online
right.
and do it that way.
Right. So is that, does the answer no? It doesn't really matter where you go.
There's some line movement.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most people do stuff out of convenience, and that's probably why they lose. The very best people, like we know Scott Pritchard,
right.
a good friend of both of ours. Scott
he wants
is
to get
a
the
guy,
best of
he
it.
Will shop. And yeah. for him, it's all about value. So he's looking, and he's as he says, I'm scraping, I'm grinding, I'm finding a right. half a point here and a half right. point there. And to him, that is a monster deal, and it's a very smart way to look at it. If the, like, for example, in football, 17% of NFL football games end with the winning team winning the game by 3 points.
Right.
Okay. So if you are as a better like the favorite, and they're 3.5 point favorites, you would not want to
right.
lay 3.5.
Right.
If I like the other side, I'll take 3.5, yeah. Or I'll try and get 4, yeah, if I can.
Right.
Where you are looking to get 3, right, or 2.5.
Right, I get that.
So you want to be on the other side of it. So that's where the interesting thing happens. And you don't necessarily want to buy it. You can actually buy a point or a half point here.
What?
But again, you lose the value.
You can buy a point.
You can massage the number to say, okay, it's 3.5. Let me make it 3 instead of laying $110 to win $100. Oh. You might have to lay $125.
Oh, I see. Okay.
To win that $100.
Okay. So, now, how about do these people who are out, do you care about other amenities?
Oh, absolutely.
Like what?
You know, comfortability. That's why my second favorite place is Legacy Stadium at the Palazzo.
You look at
this particular, if you've not been there, first of all, Legacy refers to Emerald Legacy.
Right.
So you have Emerald's food recipes. I had a kick-ass, what do you call it? A whacked out ham and cheese with prosciutto and all kinds of...
Sounds good.
It was awesome. That was right. My dinner tonight, along with the best wedge salad that
you have in town. Actually, back
but
again,
these are literally, you kind of got a view looking down.
It's beautiful.
They're couches, and yeah, and they're chaise lounges that you're sitting on, and you got wait service going through there.
Yeah, but is it weird a bunch of sweaty old drunk guys?
That's where the cool people are hanging out. Okay. Sweaty drunk guys are back behind you. They're not getting the cool spots.
Well, okay. Could I get a cool spot, or am I going to be one of them wet guys in the back?
All right, this is good. And it's a lot bigger than you really think it is, because there's a whole area.
Well, there's a whole area off to the side. I had to cut the picture of this thing was about it was about a country mile wide.
But it's really a cool deal. I mean, I like the sports book over at the Bellagio's kind of cool with their book as well.
How about locals? Any good local places?
Yeah, there's good local spots. The problem with the local spots are you have people who literally are there every day,
right,
and they never go away. And then you end up, it's kind of like you're degenerates sitting together going, hey, Fred, how you doing? Good to see you again, Chuck. What's going on, Bob?
How's the life?
Exactly.
Hater.
Where's
still
my free
hater.
Drink ticket? Where's my free drink ticket?
Wait a minute. There's a thing about that. If you bet so much, you get a free drink ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how much do you have to bet?
Depends on how often you're there. That's the problem. They keep track now. That's one of the things.
Because you have to use your little card.
Yeah, which is a lot of people don't like going to some of those places because they want to mark and keep track of how much you bet or how much you win and all that kind of stuff.
Right. He wants to be kind of anonymous. He just wants to get in, bet, and get out.
I know a lot of people who do that. They don't want to give out that information.
Right. Which makes sense.
Right.
Wasn't he saying that if you don't use your rewards card or whatever they call it, then they won't let you bet certain amounts of money?
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah. They'll cut you off at a certain amount.
Right.
They won't let you bet more than $1,000. You're thinking, really, you're going to go out of business if somebody doesn't bet $1,000 in a game?
Right.
Or whatever.
Now, for me, that number seems just crazy.
Well, I'm sure it is. Yeah.
But
when I first came to town, in 1996, we were starting the radio station, and we weren't making any money yet.
Right.
And we had twins. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, we're spending $1,000 a month at Target on diapers and formula and stuff. I got to go get another job.
Right.
So I went to work at the old Frontier in the sports book at Frontier during football season.
Doing what?
I was a clerk.
A ticket taker.
A ticket taker at the sports book. And I was at the only sports book in Las Vegas that got no betting on Sunday mornings for the NFL. The worst sports book on the face of the earth.
Right.
And like, it's 10 o'clock. There's 15 games going to start. Nobody's there. I go, this is unbelievable.
But why?
Because they were the worst, poorly run place. That was, the sports book director was an idiot. He was also an ass. The owner of the place wouldn't take any bets from anybody because he couldn't afford to pay him.
Right.
I'm like, it's Sunday morning, 9:30. There's two people here. And that guy, I don't think, has left since Thursday. Right.
You seem like a smarts better. We're going to ask you to vacate the property.
Yeah.
Do the people who take the bets get tipped?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? If you win big, you're obligated. You know, for example, if you win at video poker and you're at a bar,
yep,
typically if you're not giving the bartender 10%, you're going to get the
kind of
stink
a douchebag,
eye.
Yeah.
You're getting the stink. You win $1,000, you should give them $100.
Yeah.
You're like, $100, they gave me a drink. You know what? It's karma.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way it is here. So if you hit a big bet, you give them some money. Look, I do. I've hit a couple of Royals, and every time I hit one, I give them $100.
Like a 10% or whatever you're going to do.
$100 minimum.
Who's it? Jackie does about 10. What do you say, Jackie? Jackie's a big better.
She said, are you kidding me? 10%?
What do you do?
Depends on how much you win.
Well, she's won some big things before.
If you win $4,000, you think a $400 tip and you're walking out with $3,600 is too big?
God, that's a lot of money.
Well,
so if you win $1 million, you're going to give him $100,000?
If I win $1 million,
you're going to give that person $100,000?
I might walk out with $300,000. I'd be so happy. It really wouldn't matter, right?
Rounds on, baby.
Exactly. You're playing tricks for everybody.
Wow, I don't think I could do that. I don't know. That's
well. Okay, so you mentioned taxes, but if you win $1,000 on it, there's the tax issue is only after $1,200, right?
Oh,
I'm pretty
man.
Sure. So
good luck.
I once hit a royal while I was on the radio. I went next door to the old Scoreboard Lounge at Sahara and Jones, which is now a Ms. Lola's, the radio station, KSHP AM 1400, at the corner of Sahara and Jones. I went next door to get a soda during a commercial break, and while I was there, I put $20 in the machine, and I hit a royal.
Really?
So I ran back over and said, somebody cover the show. I got to wait for my money. And I was gone for like 20 minutes. Where are you? Hey, I'm up $900.
Okay, so I'm a first-time bettor, and I want to, you know, I want to dip my toes in the gambling pond, if you will.
Right.
You know, what's the appropriate first-time sports bet, whether it's March Madness or, you know, whatever?
Well, I think, if you want to have fun and try and hit something exotic like a parlay or maybe do a parlay card or something like that.
So what's a parlay?
Parlay is taking multiple teams to win in a bet, two teams, three. Football, a lot of people in football try to, they'll bet $5 and they'll try and hit something that might pay, you know, 2,000 to one.
Right.
By picking 15 teams to win a bet. Of course, you're going to lose.
But the chances of that are nil.
Well, they might pay a 2,000 to one, but it's really about 2 million to one. So, right. Yeah, it's kind of nil. But, I mean, the best thing to do is just, you know, make a straight bet. And now, if somebody said to you, hey, Scott, if yes. you put $100 on a stock and the stock was worth $50 and a day later it was worth $100, would you be happy?
Yes.
You'd be ecstatic.
I would be happy.
Okay, that's what happens if you make a sports bet for $100 and you win. Now you have $200.
Yeah, but there's the VIG, right? I have to pay something back.
You know, 10%.
Right.
So you bet 110 to win 100.
Okay.
And if you lose your 110. So
if you were to guess, are you up or down?
Today, tomorrow, yesterday. Oh, you know, actually, I don't keep track, thank God.
Because you know what the big joke, you know, so we both have a friend.
As I tell my sons, oh, I just lost your tuition.
We have a friend, Scott Pritchard, and I have several friends who are in the business, and they're constantly got people coming up to them and saying, oh, yeah, I'm 60%, I'm 70%. Mm-hmm. And if you were a 60% or a 70% sports bettor, you would, in essence, be Jesus.
Right.
You would be making lots of money, and the truth is, Pritchard says this all the time, if you win 52.14%,
you're a winner.
You're break even,
right.
And you're just, and he's like shooting, if I can get 55, 60, forget about it.
Well, I'll tell you this. This past year, the Superbook has a contest, the Super Contest it's called. It's a $1,500 entry fee. They had about, I want to say they had their largest field ever, and with the winners got $400,000 or $500,000, and you pick five NFL games a week.
Pritchard did something like that.
He's a part of it. I've been a part of it as well.
Have you really?
Yeah, we've done it. We split it with a couple guys. It's a $1,500 entry fee. Wow. Three of us went in. We all put in $500, and we pick five games a week in the NFL. But this year, the winner, I want to say the winners were well over 60 to 65%,
really?
if not more than that. This is off the top of my head, which is crazy. I mean, you know, there are guys that can do it at 65%, but not for a long sustained
right. And that's
period
the
of time.
That's the thing that, you know, Teddy Covers used to say. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'll take your bet. You give me 10 games, right. And if you're at 65%, I'll cover all your costs or whatever. Right. Something like that. Yeah. Have you ever placed
Ted Sferansky, by the way. Good guy. Teddy Ballgame.
I know.
Teddy Games.
Have you ever placed a bet where after you place a bet, you're like, oh, shit, that probably wasn't very smart?
Sure, when you're walking away and you didn't check your ticket and the guy gave you the wrong side, you're like, oh, son of a...
No, I don't mean that.
I didn't want to bet on BYU. I wanted to bet on Utah.
But that's an operator error. I mean...
No, that's you're not paying attention.
Okay, but so, I mean, have you ever bet and you got the ticket back that you expected? Well, yeah, Oklahoma plus five. And you're like, oh, man.
Usually after the game starts, it's going completely the other direction. Yeah, well, of course there's buyer's remorse, especially if you lose. The biggest problem what happens in Vegas is that people try, if you're having a bad day, you try and get out by, let's say you're on Super Bowl, on a normal NFL Sunday. Let's say you lost $500 on Sunday. Now Monday night comes and you want to have a winning week or at least a break-even week. So you're now a $50 bettor who bet 10 games and lost. He's down $500. So what do you do if you're in trouble? You're betting $500 in the Monday night game, and now you either lost $1,000 or you're back to zero.
Right.
But most of the time, you're now lost $1,000.
And you also, there's a lot of folks who hedge their bet, right? You're betting one way, and you're like, yeah, I'm halfway through the game. Maybe I'll bet on the other side again to just try to
Well, you'll hedge. Typically, if you're going to hedge, you're going to hedge if there's a big payoff. Let's say, for example, you do have one of those parlays that might pay $10,000, and it's just New England has to win the Monday night game. Well, you'd be silly if you didn't bet the other side and say, okay, I'm going to take the Broncos on the other side to win, and you'll give back some of your profit. But at the same time, I'll give you a perfect example. 2 years ago, there was a guy from Auburn, Alabama, who came to Las Vegas and made a bet, I want to say a $100 bet, on Auburn to win the national championship at 150-1.
All right.
Okay, so he's going to make a very large chunk of change. Right. I think he maybe bet $1,000 at 150-1. Okay.
All right.
So he's going to win $150,000.
Right.
He did not hedge. But yet he came back to Las Vegas, flew to Vegas, stayed in a hotel room, gambled all weekend while the national championship game was going on, and never bet on the other side. When Auburn was winning the game most of the time, he could have bet on Florida State at some point at plus money, at least to cover the cost of his trip, maybe bet $4,000 or $5,000. Instead, Florida State wins the game. He loses his $1,000, plus the expense of flying out to Las Vegas and having fun. And so my guess is he probably lost $4,000 or $5,000 because he was too stupid to hedge on the other side. You got a $150,000 payday.
Yeah.
You could have bet $10,000 on Florida State during the game. Then you might have cost yourself $25,000-$30,000, but you're going home with $125,000.
Right.
Or instead he goes home with nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, so worse,
that's why I don't get.
Well, that's where you got to be able to do it. It was the Florida. It was the Florida State Auburn game 2 years ago.
Right before we wrap up
Florida
this concept,
State won on Jameis Winston's pass at the end of the game.
Have you already bet? Have you started to bet on March Madness?
Yeah, I did. I did. I had the. I played the.
I know that in KSHB, you're basically doing a contest called Beat King Grant.
King Brett. Let's
Brett.
Get it straight, Dan.
Sorry.
Beat King Brett. That's a contest where listeners compete against me with filling out their bracket with all the games. And if you accumulate more points than I do, you get prizes from the radio station.
Who's going to win? And if you say Kentucky, even I know that.
I did not. My national champion is Arizona.
No!
I think Kentucky will be there, but Arizona is going to beat Kentucky in the Final Four.
I've been reading that Kentucky is the most amazing team ever.
They're fantastic.
You told me they have 9 pro players.
They do.
And they're going to lose.
They're going to lose to Arizona.
Why?
Because I picked Arizona in August to win the national championship. That's why.
What's the return on that if you win?
That's like 15-1 or something. A few $1,000. I really, I really like Arizona. They have a very good team. Arizona will beat Gonzaga for the national championship.
Isn't Gonzaga next Tuesday a high school game?
No, it's they're in beautiful Spokane, Washington.
Bishop Gorman is what I'm joking about. It's a
Gonzaga. Right now, 80-80 between BYU and Ole Miss.
Jackie doesn't think Gonzaga's going anywhere.
Well, they might not be, but they are. This is the very best team Gonzaga has ever had. And
ever
it's really
fielded.
Not even close.
All right, so you like the super folks over at the Westgate, and you dig the Legacy Stadium.
I do.
Besides the fact that you broadcast from there.
We do. Tuesday nights, we are there.
5 to 10. 5 to 7.
It's happening now. 5 to 7 Pacific time. Yes.
All right, moving on. Let's talk about one of my favorite things ever to do in Las Vegas, and that is eat and go see really entertaining people.
Right? You do like that?
I like doing both of those. No real reason here. Oh, that's a good shot because you can't really see. I'm kind of like green. I'm a Irish Santa Claus.
Rub the belly. Rub the belly. Rub Buddha.
You know, for Navy people. Part of their, I don't know, what do you call it, hazing, is they make you rub your face in somebody's belly.
Right.
It's not good.
Not good.
That's why I went in the Air Force. You know what the Air Force physical training was?
What? I'm trying to convince my son to go to the Air Force Academy.
Oh, well, it's different.
Okay.
I wasn't smart enough. You know that whole SAT? Has your son taken the SAT?
Yes, he did.
How did he do?
Good? He did well.
You know what my SAT score was?
Well, it's changed, but back when you took the SAT.
Yeah. Did you take the SAT?
I took the ACT.
What was your score?
Another crappy test is what that sounds like for me, the acronym.
How'd you do?
As opposed to a shitty-ass test, which is the SAT. I took it a few times, and let's put it this way. I got accepted to a college.
Okay.
That's about all there was to it.
I felt the SAT was an option and didn't take it.
Yeah.
So in the Air Force, and the Air Force is more of a cerebral thing as opposed to a physical thing, right?
Right.
So we had to do our physical fitness test. Our physical fitness test, this is in San Antonio, Texas. It was a little cool that day, and we didn't want to, you know, hurt the airmen. So we had to jog in place for 15 minutes.
Right, right.
That was it.
Jog in place for 15 minutes.
Yeah, that was it. Jog in place in 15 minutes, and we were done.
Sorry, my wife texted me a picture from over at the Smith Center. She's at a show, Newsies, tonight at the Smith Center.
It's nice that she's watching the show.
Well, no, look at the seats she got. I don't know if you can see that or not, but look how close they are. She's so close to the stage, she's going to scare the band.
Oh, she's in the Zappos seats. Did you know that?
Is that what that is?
They look like Zappos seats.
Those are pretty close.
Yeah, it's Zappos seats right there.
Yeah.
We're going to be going to that, I think, this Friday.
That's cool.
Dinner and a show. Okay, here's the other great thing about Vegas. Everybody knows this. There are a lot of restaurants here. I don't mean just restaurants. I mean really good restaurants. Arguably some of the best restaurants in the whole damn world. Hey, if you're an executive super celebrity chef, where do you go? You go to Las Vegas.
That's true.
So pretty much every property worth a damn here has a celebrity chef that has all this super fancy stuff. I mean, I don't know, the Bobby Flays and the Emeril Lagasse's and the
Giada.
Yeah, which, by the way, that restaurant is killing it. It's unbelievable how busy that restaurant
is. Oh, yeah. I try to call for a reservation like on a Friday. They go,
how'd that go?
This Friday?
Right.
You stupid ass.
In this year, 2015?
Yeah. I got a Friday in August.
Yeah, right. Right. And it's a 3 o'clock. It's a 3 o'clock lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. It's in August. Windows are going to be open. It's going to be a little toasty. Wear shorts.
The oven's at 450 and inside it's 125.
Right. We don't know where to cook the bread. So there's a lot of these places, and we've, you know, God bless our little hearts, we've had the opportunity to go to a lot of these restaurants. We have friends who have been very generous to treat us to places that we probably otherwise wouldn't go to.
Right.
Hey, Jackie, what's the name of that place that we went to at Caesars? I forgot the name and I want to talk about that. Jackie's in the live chat, unless you're wondering. And it's been interesting.
Old Homestead.
That's it. Thank you. So what's interesting is that we've been doing all these things. We've seen all these places, and I keep coming back to this one place that just completely knocks it out of the park. So we had some friends here this weekend visiting. it was like an AARP commercial.
ARP.
Yeah, because the guy came, Paul, he had a boot on,
okay.
Couldn't walk. Shannon, we're all about the same age, you know,
right.
early 20s. She had an elbow problem, so she couldn't, you know, straighten out her arm. I've got this thing on my arm going on. Melissa, I don't know, had a back thing or whatever.
So she just carried an oxygen tank.
We're sitting out in the back there going, what is happening to us? Of course, the alternative is a lot worse. So we decided, okay, let's take them to what I think is one of the best places to eat everywhere. And I've been everywhere. And my favorite place to eat, dinner. Now, I'm a steak guy. I should bring that up.
Okay. We have some great steakhouses in Las Vegas.
We do. And we've been to, you know, we've been to DeMonica. I've been to Kraft Steak. I've been to, what's the place at Venetian?
Carnevino's very good.
Carnevino's very good. Yep. I've been to all those places.
Got a couple others that you know, Bobby Flay's Mesa Grill is terrific.
Oh, see, a lot of people don't like that place.
Oh, I love it.
And here's my very favorite place.
Jackie already told you what it was.
Which one?
At the very bottom.
Oh, yeah, right. So there she goes. So Capital Grill. Now, here's what's fascinating about Capital Grill. First of all, this is a chain restaurant.
Right.
There are Capital Grills in San Francisco. I think there's probably one in Chicago. There's one in probably, I don't know, let's guess Florida. They're all
Miami.
Over the place.
They're all over the place.
And so when I first heard about Capital Grill, I'm like, well, yeah, it's a chain. I'm not a chain guy. I'm very fancy. I need to go to Kraft Steak because it's a fancy place. Wrong. So here's where it is. It's located at the Fashion Show Mall. That's the place that looks like a spaceship is at the front of it, which I think they're actually removing the spaceship or they're doing something.
It's a shade structure. is what it is.
Okay. The first time I came to Vegas as a tourist, I had no idea that was a mall. I had no clue what that thing was.
Really?
Didn't have any idea. And
well,
when I first
until they put
there,
that up, it was about 9,000 degrees there because the sun came right off the windows of all the restaurants.
Oh, so that
and
was there after.
Was, yeah,
oh, is that
yeah.
right?
Well, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They'd be like, we're dying over here.
It's like the death ray at the
exactly.
the Videra.
And then they figured out they could also make it, you know, an advertising space kind of thing.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So that's so cool. So in the northeast corner of Fashion Show is Capitol Grill. So below that is a Mexican restaurant called something El Segundo Sol.
Right,
there's,
right.
A, there's a little burger place there as well.
El Segundo Sol is a great place.
Great
with wonderful
place.
Sangrias.
Yeah, and a great bar.
We did our Christmas party there one day.
Oh, did you?
Radio station.
It's really good. The second level is Maggiano's, one of my favorite family-styled Italian restaurants. Great salad, all that kind of stuff. And the next step, where you can see, is Capitol Grill.
That's the Lettuce Entertain You restaurant with Maggiano's, which is lettuce.
Well, Lettuce Entertain You is the Mexican folks. The Mexican restaurant is part of Lettuce Entertain You.
So is Mon Ami Gabi.
That's right.
Yep.
That's look at you being all well. You know that because of your table or well, your.
They're back.
Thing.
They're back in Lettuce Entertainment. Home offices are back in Chicago, where Maggiano's originated from, and they've got a bunch of restaurants back there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So here's what I dig about Capitol Grill. First of all, it's the kind of place that when you walk into the bar, like here, the bartender Mark, who come to find out Brett knows his son played with him
son baseball
something and you gave me his last name. I'm like, Mark? Oh yeah, it's Mark
Bradley.
Yeah, of course. Mark,
very nice guy. Great bartender too.
It is. And so what I love about the people who work at this restaurant is that they're professional restaurant people.
Right.
So this bartender is not trying to get a gig at Cirque du Soleil. He's not a blue man trying to be a blue man. He's a bartender.
Yeah.
That's what he does. And you got to love a guy like that. It's the kind of bar that when they pour you a crown and diet, they don't use a fountain. Fountains are for babies. They have a little diet bottle about this big, the little 7-ounce guys.
Right.
And they pour the bottle right there. It's a classy place. It's got that wooden look. God bless that wooden look. I love it. But then you get in, you walk into the property, and this is so good. It's that dark wood kind of vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
It's serious. It's fancy. They took good care of you. They're on open table. They're easy to get to.
And easy to make a reservation.
Yeah. What you want to do, here's your big hint from your brother Scott, ask for Alex.
Alex?
Alex is our guy. I basically have a relationship with this place that every time I go in, it automatically is Alex. He knows me. I know him. He's just the same thing. He's a waiter who is a professional waiter. He's probably been doing for 20 years. He's been at all the restaurants here in Las Vegas, all the fancy schmancy places. Guess where he works?
Well, I kind of feel the same way about another chain place in town because of those things, not necessarily the bartender, but the waiter. At Fleming's on the west side of town, they've got great steaks, it's nice to go there once in a while.
Not
fight the crowd and go to the Strip.
Yep, yep.
I mean, we go to Vintner Grill quite a bit. It's another cool place.
Melissa loves Vintner.
My daughter loves Vintner Grill.
She says it has the best lighting in the world.
It's a cool place. My daughter loves that place. So whenever she wants to go somewhere special, we go to Vintner Grill. The boys, they want a steak. They're going, can we go to Fleming's? They love the fact that the waiter at Fleming's are one of the guys that brings the food out. Like, what do you call those guys? He's not a waiter.
What do they call those guys?
But he's got six plates on both.
Food bringer.
Food bringer. But here, you got plates of food. Your camera's on you, so not on me. So he's kind of.
Thanks.
He's at one of these. He's got six steaks up one arm, and he's bringing you all the food. But ironically, my wife is a teacher, and one of her students' fathers is a waiter over at Fleming's, and he always takes such great care of us.
That's great,
and he's terrific. And he also works there's another restaurant we haven't talked about, which is down on Fort Apache. Near Patrick, just north of Southern Hills Hospital, and
what
losing
the
my
hell
mind.
Are you talking about?
They've got the best Bloody Marys.
Think
on
about
the
it.
Planet.
Oh, I got a great Bloody Mary recommendation. Yeah. Remind me, and I'll tell you where to go. Okay, so here's the other great thing about Capitol.
Echo and Rig is very good. Have you been to Echo and Rig?
Oh, it's my favorite Summerlin restaurant.
There you go. It's in
Tivoli. It's the
Village.
Best.
It's not really Summerlin though. This is what drives me nuts about Las Vegas.
Oh, it's Summerlin-ish.
It's not.
What
it's
are
not
you
even
talking
close.
About?
Oh, it's not.
Sake. It's close enough.
Really, you know what? Pretty soon, Decatur.
Oh, my
Anything
God.
West of Decatur is Summerlin.
Oh, my God.
It is not.
Come on, Brett.
It is
no,
not
it's
Summerlin.
It's Summerlin-ish.
It's on the other side of Rampart.
Where do you think Summerlin is?
On the other side of Rampart. Okay, believe me.
It's on the east side of Rampart?
It's on the east side of Rampart. What,
the west side is Summerlin.
Howard Hughes annexed the entire west side of Las Vegas.
Quit messing
Lake Mead and J
freaking,
Street is now come on. Freaking Summerlin.
Okay. Anyways, here's the other thing. Echo Rig, great, one of the greatest restaurants here in Summerlin.
Queens Whitby. Ridge.
It is right across the street from
Queens Ridge.
That's right. Okay, Mr. Happy Pants.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Now,
right,
Summerlin North, just north of there, behind the Rampart and the Marriott, that's where Summerlin is.
Help me.
I'm just telling you.
You bring these people in, you want them to do well. You really do.
We're trying.
You try to be supportive.
I know.
And they pull this crap.
All right, so move on.
Okay, so the other great thing about Capital Grille, and this is important if you're trying to make points with that special someone, is that it's one of the best views in Las Vegas.
Excellent view.
It is right on the strip. As you can see from that first picture, it's almost leaning over the strip. And it has a view of arguably the best sign in Las Vegas, which of course is the Wynn Las Vegas sign. So you get to see that. You get to see people walking. You see people going in and out of Wynn. You see people. It's just such a great, great restaurant. Plus, we happen to be wine locker participants.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You're there that much.
Yep.
You and Sig Rogich have your own lockers.
Yep. There's actually been a little bit of a turnover.
What do you keep in your locker?
In wine, like wine.
That's all? Nothing else?
No. As opposed to what?
Contraband?
No. What are you talking about?
I've got some cash in my locker.
But the wine locker thing is awesome because basically you come in once or twice a year, you buy a bunch of wine, you stick it in the locker, your name's on there. It's kind of groovy.
Yeah.
And then they treat you like gold, man. You walk in, your little wine book is there ready. Would you like red or white? Oh, I think I'll try the reds.
It's your wine you're drinking, though.
It's my wine.
Okay.
I already bought it. I pre-bought it. And you bought it at a discount.
It's from them, cool. But you're buying it from them.
Yeah. So it's not... You're
hey,
not
I'm too, bringing a case on in. Hang on a second.
Yeah, it's not...
Put my $2 chuck in there, will you, please?
There's not okay. A corkage fee.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. We're going to be talking about next week. You can't do what you did.
Okay.
That in and
why
go,
not?
You just can't do it. It's not gold. It's just not gold.
Can you bring me the bottle with no label, please?
Yes, because we have some. If you need a, you know, somebody to look at. So it's just great. Okay, so we went there. We had dinner there. It was amazing. It was awesome. It was outstanding. And then we went to probably my favorite show on the strip. And here's what was kind of interesting about it was that I was a little nervous about this. So I've been to all the Cirque shows with the exception of Believe.
Of what?
Believe,
okay.
Right, which is...
it's not Cher singing
it's,
Believe.
No, it's Chris Angel's.
Believe, Chris Angel, okay.
Right. Haven't been to that. I heard it was bad in the beginning. I hear it's pretty good now. I don't know. I've never been. But I've been to that. I've been to Le Rev. I've seen... What's that girl who sings real loud? What's her name?
All of them?
Celine Dion. I've been to all of them.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
And so my very... And this is so funny. I'm already seeing chat response to what I'm about to say. And Jackie, I'm going to be talking about you about this. So we went and saw Absinthe. Now, Absinthe is such an interesting story. These guys came into town, I don't know, about five years ago.
Is it me or is it 9,000 degrees in here?
It's a little warm.
Okay.
I'm a little warm. Can you tell by that?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying in general.
You want a beer?
Well, right now, hang on. Yeah, no, I'm good. No, I'm still good.
Oh,
I'm still
you're good. Such a girl.
Okay. It's you know, it's getting warm outside.
I know it is. I don't know what's going on here. Or maybe it's just my personality. So Absinthe, so the story about how an Absinthe is this. These guys pulled into town, I don't know, 5 years ago.
Right.
They literally put up a tent in the parking lot of Caesar's Palace, and it was the hottest ticket in town.
Oh, it's in a tent? I have
yes.
not seen it yet.
Yeah, it's in a tent okay. in the front of Caesar's Palace. Now, here's what's interesting about these guys. So this is, I wish you guys could see the live chat, because one of our chat participants, Jackie, is blowing up about how much she dislikes this. And this is why I love this show, because here's the deal. If you were to describe Absinthe, you would say, okay, it's basically kind of a dirty vaudeville with a little Cirque du Soleil, lots of comedy, and a ton of sex jokes and racial jokes and gay jokes And if you're easily offended...
So it's junior high toilet room...
Yeah, except for the part where it's genius. And so if you're... Except for that part. So if you're easily offended, this is not the show to go to. Absolutely should not go. And the thing that really worried me about this was that this show was big time. And the two main characters, a person called the Gazillionaire and Penny, left. They're no longer in the show. Right. So I actually reached out to one of the performers on there, a gal who goes by the Green Fairy, Melody Sweep, who's a friend of mine. And I said, hey, you know, what day should I go? Because I don't want to miss, you know, the main Gazillionaire and the main Penny guy. And she's like, well, they're not there.
No. So it doesn't matter when you go.
So I said, well, you know, where'd they go? And she didn't respond to that.
Oh, that happens. It's Vegas.
So we went and saw it, and
Jackie
guess what?
Jackie says she was obnoxious anyway.
Oh, my God. Jackie, come on, honey. It's the funniest thing ever. Puppets having sex? Come on. That's comedy gold, man. So we went and saw it. I was a little worried. Maybe, you know, maybe Paul and Shannon wouldn't like it. Holy Christ. They loved it.
And what is the price of the show?
I think it was about $69.
Ironically, $69.
Ish, $69. And let me just tell you, had a good time. If you're going to go, we've talked about this before. If you look at the seating, it's a clock, Jackie. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's crazy. If you're looking at the seating, here's where you want to sit. This is your tip from your buddy Scott. This is super important. You want to sit at the 3 o'clock space on the stage. 3 o'clock, you sit there. Best seats in the house.
What if you are a little dyslexic in terms of direction and you sit at 9 o'clock?
Well, then you should be.
Are you screwed?
First of all, you can't sit at 9 o'clock because part of the stage is there.
Okay.
Right? And the second part is you probably shouldn't be in Vegas if you're running around like that. Second place, 6 o'clock, which is where we sat.
Okay.
So 6 o'clock, 3 o'clock, but 6 o'clock
but
first.
But not 4:37.
No. 4:30. Well, actually,
that's a good spot.
4:30 is a great spot. Because it's really right in the middle. You're right on the aisle. Yeah. It's a really good spot.
It's all about the aisles.
So here's the thing about this. I'm not going to show you any video of that. I'm going to show you one small graphic, and you can see it on the picture there. You can see a guy who's climbing a bunch of chairs, and he's doing a handstand.
That's kind of cool.
Here's why this is so great. Besides hysterical comedy, if you're of my ilk,
right.
The other thing is that the proximity is super close. So, for example, in Cirque du Soleil, there's a guy, you've seen the two guys who do the balancey thing, you know, where they're leaning back and right. And it's a very Cirque-y thing, and everybody knows it. They do a similar thing at Absinthe. And I didn't put that picture up because if you hear me say it's like Cirque du Soleil, you'd be like, damn.
Keep that code.
Did you want this or no?
Not yet, but just keep it cold for a second.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So put it back in the ice.
So if you look at it, you're like, I've seen that. That was in Mysterio or whatever. It's different because if you look at the proximity of the stage and the people, you're literally right on top of these guys. Now, what's funny is that video that you see on their homepage there, pretty much 80% of the acts in that video, which was back in 2012, are gone.
Right.
Completely different acts, but they're still pretty good. And it's very, very funny.
Cool.
So
I just want you to know we're already over the total.
Oh, excellent.
We're flying.
Oh, really? Where are we at here?
Oh, yeah. We haven't done a hotem yet.
We're at 57 minutes yet. Holy
You are.
Okay. Let's move on. Okay. So anyways.
I'm just saying.
You know why it's good? Because Jackie recommends Absinthe. Okay.
Yes.
And now we're going to go to your favorite dinner and a show.
Well, you know, I think my favorite play, I have a lot of, one of the things that we do is we go to different places all the time. So we don't often go back to the same place over and over again. But I think, you know, if I had to pick a favorite on the strip, for me, it would be Emeril Lagasse's Table 10, which is inside the Palazzo. It's a great place. They've got wonderful, you know, it's a cool place for lunch. You're in the beautiful shop area of the Palazzo, which I think is a great hotel. I just love the Palazzo. It's one of my favorite spots in town. There's a lot of great restaurants in there. Number one, it's not a big place. They got a nice bar area, and then they also have a seating bar where you can look into the kitchen while they're firing up and eat at the bar.
That's kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like that.
But they got great lobster rolls. Of course, they've got some famous emerald shrimp. But they had the single best thing that I've ever eaten on the planet, which is
what's that?
Candied bacon. I'm not kidding. It is Cajun spiced, kicked up. candied bacon with maple syrup. I mean, the thick piece of bacon.
Right.
It is so freaking good. It's unbelievable.
Have you had the bacon at Echo and Rick?
I have. It's not as good as...
No, no, no.
I'm telling you.
No.
The candied bacon at Table 10 is freaking awesome.
You are not allowed to speak here anymore because Echo and Rick bacon is the best bacon of all.
Have you had the bone marrow at
Gordon Ramsay's?
Oh, that's a cool place. Gordon Ramsay's steakhouse inside of Paris.
I was just talking about it.
Oh, it's awesome. That was awesome as well. The bone marrow was great.
How do you eat bone marrow?
It was awesome. They give you like a little, you get like a little fork, like you're doing.
No,
it's awesome.
No.
Yep. It's very good.
Anyway,
I like Table 10. It's a great spot. They've got some cool specialty cocktails as well, and very good food. And then my favorite show in town, I love. I mean, you got to like the Beatles, and of all the Cirque shows, Love to me is the best. It's not even close. Zumanity, I didn't like very much. It was cool. Obviously, if you want to be perverted, Zumanity's the perverted
show.
Wait a minute.
You're not perverted.
Oh, come on.
The carpet is an orgy.
Have you not noticed that? Okay, it's erotica. I understand. But I only see a midget and, you know, lesbians, contortionists in a martini bowl.
Don't knock the lesbian martini bowl.
Contortionist.
Yeah, don't.
Actually, my least favorite. It's what's the one that's weird. Over at, what's the real dark one? Mysterio with the water? Is that the one? Didn't like it.
Oh, has water.
Did not like it.
Interesting. So let me talk a little bit about Love.
Yeah.
Good call on that one.
I love Love. Obviously, you have to like the love the Beatles.
Good call.
But there's so much stuff going on. Well, it's in the round.
It's so interesting that you say that.
I love it.
I've always thought the Beatles had super creepy music. I never was a Beatle fan.
No?
No. I just think they're kind of creepy and a little
screwed up. My ringtone is Revolution. Number one, because I can hear it. Oh, it's so loud. It's creepy.
So the first time I saw it, I'm not sure who we even went with, but we watched the show. Actually, it might have been Jackie. We went and saw the show Love, and I'm a Cirque fan. I dig the flying, spinning kind of stuff. And I watched this show, and I came out of Love, and I was emotionally affected by that show for 3 days.
Yeah.
It was just to me unbelievable. It's not as jumpy as a lot of other Cirque shows.
Well, when you realize about 10 minutes in that what you're watching in front of you is also what the same people are watching on the other side, then you're going, okay, they're doing the same thing for that part of the audience, and because you're in the round. And you got so many different things going on. It's just...
It was unbelievable. Really,
I loved it.
I watched that show and thought, I, as a person, am not working hard enough. I came out of there like, what the fuck, man? I mean, these humans are doing good work. This human needs to work a little harder. I launched the Vegas Video Network about 3 months after that. Because I was just like, God, it's just so amazing. So I think Love is, it's really good.
Yeah,
it's excellent. It's really good. Okay. Well, I think we've decided that if you're going to go anywhere, you should do what we tell you to do.
Exactly.
And if you don't, well, then you're just a big crybaby and we don't want to talk to you anymore. I think that's pretty much the deal. Let's drink.
Let's hot them.
Man. Oh, we're going to go over.
Well, we have to tell my little story. So Scott sends me an outline 2 weeks ago with... you know, what the show's going to be about, and we throw our subjects in that we'd like to talk about, and he has this thing called Hot'em. All over the Hot'em. And I'm thinking, it must be some video technical crap.
Right.
What's he talking about? What's this Hot'em? And he goes, oh, let's have a drink on me.
Here's our note. You can see our notes, and right here is Hot'em. Where is it?
It's up top.
It's up there, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's up there.
So it's like, oh, Hot'em. So apparently I don't remember very well. I asked him again, what the hell's this Hot'em thing again? Yeah, it's have a drink on me.
And that's when we realize we're auditioning for a new guest host. No, okay. I'm just kidding. All right. Our first Hot'em has been done. Our first have a drink on me has been completed. Believe it or not, people actually played along. I'm very proud of you.
Lots of people did.
Again, the premise is simple. I tell you about a bar that I've been to. I take a picture, and people send an email to. Do you know where the email goes to? Brett?
Have a drink on me at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Next time, tell me it's on the Chiron, and I'll take a look at it.
The Chiron. Isn't that quaint?
That's a little old, isn't it?
It is a little old.
In 1987?
The Chiron. That's so quaint.
Truck left!
By the way, eventually they'll bring cameras into radio stations. Okay. So you could win a what? You could win a drink on me. Wherever you want to go, I'll buy you a drink. You can win one of our great CDs. Or we have a super special opportunity for folks who want to play along this time, and that is you can win tickets to the Las Vegas Beer and Music Festival, also known as the Rockstar Beer Festival, because the branding guy was probably recently fired. I will be there. Melissa will be there. Brett and Kathy will be there.
I think so, yeah. What's the date on that again?
Right. It's April...
3rd.
3rd.
Yeah, so I will not be there. I'll be out of town. But I just want you to know that. But you'll be there.
Well, I'll be there.
You'll be there.
That's good. Okay, here we go. Melissa won't be there. She's out of town too? Fuck. Okay, it's going to be me and whoever wants to come along with me, we're going.
Melissa's not there either.
Jackie tells me she's not there. How is she now?
Oh, she's out of town.
Where is she going? Maybe. Oh.
Hey, there you go.
Easy with the live chat over there.
Look at that. All we're right. already... That's infidelity suggestion.
That's it. You people cannot be trusted. I don't like any of you. Okay, so to remind you, our Have a Drink on Me place last week was this one. Here it is. And if you recall, the hints were, I don't know, outstanding. I think it used to be called the Sahara. I think it used to be called the Sahara. And I think the other clue was it used to be called the Sahara.
Yeah.
That's not really what
it is. That's not the name of the bar, though.
No, it's not. And that's, by the way, that's important that you say that, because we did get a couple people guessing the name of the hotel. Casino.
Right.
Which is not what I asked
for. Which is the SLS today.
But look at this.
One of Edson's, your favorite show.
Look at this. We've got Muy Bueno. Look at this. Boom. And this is a reminder. These are all the people who got it right. We had about 13 or 14 so far.
They got it right. That didn't include the thousands that got it wrong.
It wasn't thousands. It was a couple.
I'm trying to make the show sound better than
you. No, we don't need to pretend with these people. Yeah. They're all of our friends. So here's how it works. Oh, by the way, some tips if you're going to play along. First, where is the farthest distance that this came from in the country or in the world? Do you have a guess?
I'm going to say Portland.
Portland, and we did get one from Portland. How about Russia?
No kidding.
Russia.
Are you serious?
Yep. Stuart Poynter.
They mailed you a little sticky note from Russia?
They have email, I guess.
Oh, they do.
Sometimes right. Brett doesn't get out much.
No,
indeed, he's
Russia. No,
I believe Brett still has a Hotmail account.
Well, I do, so as a matter of fact.
Well, there you have it. Okay,
but so I don't use it anymore.
We got one from Russia.
It has been upgraded.
We got some from Austin. We got it from Virginia. We got from Portland.
AOL account,
yeah, we'll see about that. You know what? What's that one?
AOL was the one.
No, what's the one before that? I want to say CityLink or some nonsense like that. Okay. And here's the other tip. Couples, work together. Please. Don and Don's husband, who we'll call him Vern from now. Oh, wait. No. They each submitted separately.
Okay.
So they just doubled the chances
to win.
Of them winning. How smart is that? Okay. So here we go. We're going to mix. I'm going to put it up there and... Brett is going to select our Have a Drink on Me winner for last week. Here we go.
All right, we'll do it lefty.
All right, we'll just go lefty.
Well, okay, this is...
Don't
touch. What's with your see-through hat?
Hey, we're transparent. Okay, who wins? Who we got?
Well, I can't see it. It's all folded up the wrong direction.
No, it's not.
You folded up where the
name is. Don't say that out loud.
I'm not sure if the last letter is a C or a G. I'm going to go with Penny.
Penny G.
Penny
is the
G.
To prove it, we're not
Kenny's
lying.
Sister.
Right? And she also plays saxophone. There's Penny G. Penny, you have won a drink on me. You've won one of these great CDs. Or
Penny from Absence.
You can
is that true?
No, it's not.
Not that Penny.
No,
she's not talking about
nobody knows what she's doing right now, as a matter of fact. God bless her little heart. So I will reach out to Penny and let her know that she is a big
Where's Penny from? Do we know?
No, I didn't write it. Sometimes I'll put the parenthetical where they're from.
Okay.
Some people don't want
to. We have a truck Penny response. Some people,
truck left. Okay.
No truck.
Okay.
Shut the truck up.
Here is today's
Weed Maven.
Have a Drink on Me. Let's take a look. Oops. I'm sorry. Did you want to say something?
No, I was getting excited for a second.
Oh, okay. Okay. Here we go. Here it is. Here's Have a Drink on Me. Today's Have a Drink on Me. Take a good look. I'm out of beer.
It's a band.
This is...
Jesus Christ.
It's a band. Okay, so what you're looking at, here's what's fascinating about this particular spot. First of all, it is the only spot that continuously has real jazz, real live jazz, more than one night a week, Tuesdays and Sundays.
You know how you always can identify a jazz band?
No, you make fun of jazz. No, not at all. Going to have a problem.
No, no. The drummers are almost always African-American guys. Almost always the drummers.
I used to be the drummer in the jazz band.
I said almost always.
Lord. Well, I'm hung like a tripod. Anyway,
more like a light switch.
They don't call me Chiclet for nothing.
Yeah, more like a
well, I'm having
more
your
like
beer.
A light switch.
You fucked up.
What happened to my beer?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay, so clue number one of the only places in Las Vegas that consistently every Tuesday and Sunday plays real straight ahead jazz. With if you're a jazz guy, it makes me pretty groovy. Second one.
All right.
This is a pretty good hint. This is on the Strip.
All right.
Mm.
On the Strip.
It's so on I the can strip. Enter it from the Strip. You right. can get to this property.
All right.
And clue number three, it's in a location very similar to a place that Brett misnamed.
Oh, good Lord.
Recently in the show.
I was accurate for a while. At least a year and a half I was accurate.
Recently incorrect. So again, this is in a place that Brett misnamed previously, the location. It's basically in that general area. It's somewhere around the area. Live jazz, and of course, you can get to it. Viva La Strip. How do you get stuff to me? Well, you send an email to have a drink. At VegasVideoNetwork.com. Again, have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Tell a friend. They had flappers last night, apparently, according to somebody. It's really a pretty cool place. A friend of mine actually plays there all the time, and it's all that. And as the kids say, a bag of tricks. Okay, you know what we're doing now? Taking another break. We're going to do what's called a donut.
I'm going to fall asleep. Not fall asleep. I'm going to pass out from heat exhaustion.
Oh, Scott, you're such a baby. All right, I'll open up the door. Well, I'm afraid to open up the door because of the goddamn moth.
That was the largest moth I've ever seen.
We're taking a chance. All right, we're taking a break.
That was like the mutant moth.
We'll be right back. Get ready for your donut. Here we go.
Walk with me. Talk with me. Taste the best restaurants in Vegas with me. When walking with the walking gourmet for sure. A food tasting tour that you sure to adore. When you're walking with the walking gourmet.
It's the best darn food tour you'll ever be on in your entire life. Go to thewalkinggourmet.com. Great food and alcohol.
Walking with the walking gourmet.
Walking never tasted so good. Damn good. There you go. And that's done by a jazz musician. I just want you to know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you. Oh, I don't want to play that right now. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. Okay.
By the way, update, Ole Miss beat BYU 94.
Oh!
There you go.
You're kidding me.
So if you had wagered on Ole Miss, they were not the favorites, so you would have won. If you bet on BYU, you lost.
How do we do it on time?
If you bet on the over, you were a winner. We are at now 6 hours and 24
minutes. 1 hour and 12 minutes. You know, what do you think about putting this off to the next one?
That's fine with me. Whatever you want to do.
What does the live chat want to do?
It feels good.
I can go for it. You know what I mean? I'm a goddamn professional.
It feels good in here now. I'm good to go. I'm rejuvenated.
You want to do another one?
I'm rejuvenated.
Okay, so this is your one.
Oh, my bit.
This is your bit.
Well, it's not really a bit, but it's we're talking about great places to go. And for folks who might recently have visited Las Vegas or actually moved out of town and you come back into Summerlin, downtown Summerlin is now open, been open for about 90 days.
Right.
It's an outdoor mall similar to Town Square on the Strip. But now instead of the Summerlin moms driving down to the Fashion Show Mall, they can drive right down the street and hang out at the expensive shops with their fake boobs and their Botox lips and do it right there in downtown Summerlin.
You're quite a charmer, Brett.
I know. Well, it's funny because we were I was at a baseball game and at the public Summerlin High School, and it's like, look at all the moms with the fake boobs,
right?
And I was talking to a mom who has the fake boobs. She goes, "Wait, I'm the only one."
What's the downside to that?
Nothing. I just thought it was kind of funny. It was just kind of funny. Anyway, downtown Summerlin's very cool. If you've not been there before, of course, first of all, they've got a Trader Joe's, which folks who like Trader Joe's on the west side of town normally had to go to Buffalo and Washington over by the Lowe's or over to Decatur and O'Bannon. This is a much bigger location for Trader Joe's. And they've also got an Apple store, which is very cool for people who love Apple. It's a very cool store.
Arguably one of the greatest things. First of all, it's close, and they've got good stuff.
The Regal Cinemas.
That's the coolest damn thing.
It's the luxury theaters with the great seating, and you can pay your $45 for a movie and have a $30 glass of wine
and
food.
Drink. Yeah, no, have you been there?
We went there to go there once and didn't realize I had to buy. Actually, do you have reservations? Mm. No. Sorry, I just wanted to go see a bad movie.
So here's the great thing about it. Yeah. They've got those recliner seats where you can go back. Here's the other great thing about it. You can have a drink while you're watching a movie. Two.
Right.
Here's the crazy thing about it. Have you ever seen those like auto bartender things where you push a button, gin?
Yeah, yeah.
Tonic.
I have at. Double Helix at Town Square has it for the wine stuff.
Yeah. Guess what? Not great drinks.
No? Shocking.
Shocking. Two problems. First, the drinks are,
nothing, Jackie.
Nothing great. And here's the other problem. They pour every single drink using those machines.
Really?
Every single one. Which means, like, if I go to you and go, yeah, I'll have a
tequila sunrise.
Yeah, or I'll have a Crown and Diet, which is Crown and Diet. So here's how long it takes to do that if you're a bartender.
Right.
Call it 15 seconds.
Yeah.
With a wind at your back, you got to put ice in there. Crown and Diet. This is what they're. Meanwhile, there's four more people, five people, 10 people, two people back. I'll have a margarita. Yeah, I'll have a Tanqueray and tonic. Yeah, I'll have a. I'll be right with you. Tanqueray. Oh, man.
That's doing what we always did when we were kids and college kids. You sneak your own booze into the movie. So that way you don't have to worry about it. Put it in a flask and take it into the movie with you.
I did that in drive-in movies.
Of course.
I've never done it in a walk-up movie. I'm going to do it now because, holy crap, it's amazing. So such a great idea. Melissa and I were giddy, right? Oh, I can't wait to do this. And now it's like, oh, for God's sake, come on. Just learn to pour a gin and tonic.
Well, I mean, when you're at the regular movies and they want to charge you $8 for a bottle of water, believe me, and you're in Las Vegas, your wife brings a big purse that's filled with about 8 bottles of water, and you go in.
Right.
Now, if you want to bring alcohol, that's different, but I'm just talking about the other stuff.
Have you eaten there?
We had dinner on Sunday night at a brand new steak and seafood place called Andiron, which was very pricey. Very cool place, great vibe to it, neat bar area. Sat next to a drag queen at the table next to us.
Did you really?
Well, we were arguing about it for quite a while, whether it was or not, and then realized that the two men at the table we were looking at the wrong woman. I don't think that is. It looks like a regular blonde. I have no idea.
You check her Adam's apple?
Yeah, their bone and ribeyes were terrific. They had
that's the other thing I forgot to say about. Damn it, about Capital Grill. We were just at a place, Jackie brought us there. It was a lovely place, it was packed. I think their bone and ribeye was $86.
Right.
Crazy. Capital Grill, $49.
That's a big difference. And everything here, the steaks here were probably around $50 to $60. They had an 8-ounce ribeye end. No, what was it called, the end? I guess it was. It was the area.
Oh, the butt or whatever they call that?
Yeah, they kind of called it the end, which is what I had, which I loved. It was very good.
All right.
So how do you get your steak cooked? How do you get it
prepared? I do medium rare plus.
Okay, so right in between the two.
Yeah. Gotcha. Oh, and the other thing. Oh, my God, I'm forgetting all these great things. The mushrooms.
Very good. Yep.
Oh, God.
Fleming's too. So I had the mushrooms at Andiron. They're very, it's a great accompaniment.
Are they any good? Are they good compared to, well, you know what I'm saying?
They're all good. I mean, they're mushrooms. It just depends on the kind of sauce you can choose. And they're actually, these were more of the thinner, longer, what do they call them? The longer.
All mushrooms. The beefsteak mushrooms.
They were good. Yeah, kind of cool. And they had tater tots, which I thought was excellent as well. But they weren't the traditional tot. They were in squares.
Did you, downtown Summerlin? Do you think it's going to screw up downtown?
No, downtown Fremont Street?
Yeah, no, downtown.
You mean the strip?
Yeah.
No. I think it's perfect. I think it's very nice. Number one, the stores in there are great. You got some department stores.
Yep.
Because, you know, years ago, obviously, the Meadows Mall was the mall you went to, now called the Ghettos Mall.
Yeah.
And that nobody goes there anymore. Right. And it's changed. And now you were forced to go either to Town Square
or
to Fashion Show. Right. And there's plenty of... The interesting thing to me in Las Vegas is that every hotel now has these great, very expensive...
God damn it. Have you seen
the Aria and the Bellagio and Wynn and every one of them.
Have you seen
these
the
stores?
Front?
And nobody is ever in the stores.
Have you
like, how do they survive?
The front of TI.
Yeah.
God.
Right. There. Well, there's a CVS pharmacy now, right?
It literally is.
Is it CVS?
Yes. It's in CVS. The front of TI.
Well, it's better than that damn ship that was there for all those
years. No. No, 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 no.
No, I'm curious.
The ship was awesome. The sirens of TI. Mm-hmm. That was horrible. Yeah. But the original Yo-Ho and the parrot. That's comedy gold.
I agree with you.
The crazy women running around.
That CVS now will probably surpass the two other CVSs in the country for the most condoms sold in America. It used to be South Beach, Miami.
Right.
That was for non-heterosexual sex. Right. And then in front of the Monte Carlo, which was more... heterosexual sex. And the reason I know this is because I have a brother who used to work for CVS. He was a district manager. He was in charge of, ironically, that market that included both of those places. And he says, hey, most condoms sold in the country is at the CVS store at the Monte Carlo.
Okay, so if you were a tourist, would you go to downtown Summerlin?
Sure. There's a bunch of restaurants. There's a there's a Wolfgang Puck pub and grill there. There's
what's the one one word? I've been there a couple times.
I drove by it yesterday. I've been there. It was all right.
That's good. Pretty good.
It was good. It was a craft. That's what it was. Was that what's called?
Crave.
Crave. Bingo. That's what it was. Let's start with that,
baby.
So that was very good as well. And then the shops are cool. So I think it'll be interesting to see how they do in the summer when it's very hot.
Yeah.
And how it does.
Because it's outdoor.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, you park in the parking lot. You can go into some of the stores. Sure. You go into the stores. But yeah, you're not quite walking around as much outside as you would be, I don't think, as maybe a town square.
What is the fancy word for men's clothes? I think it's satirial or satero or something like that.
Okay.
Here's the deal. Here's the clue. Excuse me. There is a Dillard's there.
Right.
There's a Nordstrom Rack.
There is. There's a Macy's.
And a Macy's. From the outside looking in, you're thinking... the best deal, Dillard's.
Nope.
Macy's.
Really?
Not even close.
Okay.
Huge deals. Best selection. I feel like we're doing.
We're still talking steak. The Steakhouse at Circus is very good.
Oh my God, we're back to the steak. The Steakhouse at Circus is overrated, in my opinion.
All right, that's good.
I've been there. I'm like, it's the same thing. It's the dark wood.
Right.
It's the people who've been there for a long time.
Old Vegas.
But Vegas.
It's like Golden Steer or someplace like
that. Yeah, well, see, Golden Steer I thought was better. First of all, what does Golden Steer do? They do tableside Caesar salad, which is the measurement. That's the one thing that the good people at Capital Grill don't do. They don't do tableside. And by the way, Alex, my guy, is like, I could do it. We just don't do it here.
Let him do it.
Oh, I would like to do it.
Tell him to do it.
I would.
All right. There you go.
I think we're done. Anything you want to talk about?
No, I think folks should check out Downtown Summerlin. If you've not been there yet, get there as well.
Very
cool.
Do it.
Very cool.
Hey, everybody, I want to thank you all for showing up, and that includes Brent.
Thank you. We'll see if I'm back for a show.
I think he'll be back. Hey.
Right now, I'm on a week-to-week contract.
Right. Very much like life in general. Hey, if you want to reach out to us, check an email to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. If you want to send us a voicemail, you don't even have to pick up the phone. All you have to do is go to our website. On the right side, you'll see a little red tab. Hit that red tab. Use your voicemail capabilities because you have a microphone on your computer, and that stuff will be used. We're going to make your whites whiter or brights brighter if we feature you on the big show. What else? Hey, if you're watching us on the iTunes, please leave us a 5-star review. You know why? Because you'll go to heaven. And besides, on iTunes, we're on YouTube. We're on KSHP. Not yet. This one might be on.
Yeah.
Didn't really swear much this time.
You did a couple times.
Once. Twice.
A couple times.
Not that many. A lot better than the first show. Man, I was a sailor
that
first
show. Yeah, we both got scolded a little bit about that.
I got a little
How do people feel about that? Should we...
I'm okay. I actually watched it again. I was up until 2 in the morning.
Watching it?
Watching that show.
Yeah.
Over and over and over.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought
it get better the more time you watched it?
It absolutely did. And that's part of the value of Crown Royal. But I thought, all right, maybe cuss a little bit more than I needed to do that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But that's kind of what I do. I'm a cusser.
I'm okay with
it. And by the way, you're kind of a cusser too.
I am, but I'm so used to not cursing because in front of a microphone because it's my life. And,
so here's what happened today.
You know, other than calling Vladimir Horowitz the world's greatest penis on the air, that's
it's not
the
so
most
bad.
Of really.
I know. I actually felt like today I probably could have cussed more. I might have pulled it back a little bit.
Right, right.
I feel like I might not be completely honest with myself because of that.
Okay.
But I cussed it. I'm fine with it.
All right.
So I'm not worried about it. If there's somebody out there who wants to edit the audio so I can put this on KHB again, reach out to On Air, Please Help Scott at livinginlv.com. Hey, we're on KSB, maybe Roku, Stitcher. We're on the TuneIt app. I forgot about that. Vegas Video Network. We're on Facebook and Twitter. Anything else
what
that
is,
we should
what
be talking
about? Stitcher? Is Stitcher Stitcher?
Stitcher is a...
Not heard of that one.
So it's a podcast... centric
okay,
kind of thing. So you know how TuneIn
sure.
is radio centric?
Yeah.
Stitcher is podcast centric.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's pretty cool stuff. Yeah, all right. Cool. Anything else, my friend?
Have a good night. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Aye.
Shh.
That's the last thing. I suck
kiss
at
my
that. Goodbye. Ticket.